Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, it seems to be the big news story in America right now because they always need something new to destroy conservatives with, but it's all over the internet. In Nevada, it's a Las Vegas story about the guy who confronted the governor, Steve Sisolak, I call him, who's a coward, and who's guilty of so many people dying in the state because he banned hydroxychloroquine. Whether you want to call that him being a murderer or not, or you want to say he did his best and it was a horrible decision, so then it's just manslaughter. I'm just so sick of liberals getting away with murder. And if you yell at them, or raise your voice, or curse at them, or accost them, it's free speech. You may hate it, it may be disgusting, it may be offensive, but it's free speech in a nation whose constitution guarantees free speech. So this guy went off on the governor and told him what a bum he was, and told him how evil he was, and told him how he's sold out to China, and told him, you know, people like that get strung up, we ought to string you up. You're lucky I don't string you up. Something to those words he used, and I know that offends some people. I know it offends liberals for sure. Because you don't want to be told you should be strung up. You don't want to be told that you've sold out to China. You don't want to be told that you murdered people with horrible decisions based on politics, not medicine or science or health care. That you literally killed people. You don't want to be told that. I can understand why you don't want to be told that. I can understand why you don't want to be told that you need walls around your offices because you're the most hated politicians in history and that you've created so much anger. You know how many people are out there whose parents are dead because of your decisions? You know how many people are out there who lost their businesses because of your decisions? How many people lost their jobs because of your lockdowns and your damn masks, your suffocating masks, and your vaccines that are murdering people? And you think that's okay. And the cover-up of the only drugs that work and vitamins that work. How many people died? But no, that's no big deal. Don't yell at the politician. Was it offensive? Yes. Can I see where some people would get offended? Yes. How do words compare to actions that kill people? The media's nicer to Governor Cuomo, who murdered 15,000 old people, than they are to this guy who yelled at the governor and embarrassed him. You know what? Tough crap. It's free speech. You don't like it? Don't murder people. Don't ban drugs that work. Don't sell out to China. Don't close people's businesses. And don't murder the January 6th protesters who were asked by the police to please come into the building. And some of them did and didn't do anything wrong, didn't hurt anybody, didn't even displace the furniture. Walked around, looked around, because they'd never been in the Capitol before, and then walked out. And one of them committed suicide yesterday, or over the weekend, because he was arrested and persecuted. Not prosecuted, persecuted. These people have all been persecuted. Just like the ones who are 23 hours a day in lockdown, solitary in prison, for doing nothing wrong. It's just insanity when you consider all the Black Lives Matter protesters who rioted and looted and burned, torched, and murdered. But none of that matters to liberals and liberal judges. They were all let right go, charges dropped. Maybe they served a day or two in jail. It's not just Black Lives Matter. It's also Antifa. The damage they did to Seattle's downtown, Portland's downtown. Just crazy. But here's the story, a heartbreaking obituary for January 6th prisoner and suicide victim Matthew Perno. Matthew Perno, a non-violent Trump supporter, was arrested after January 6th, committed suicide. He was never accused of violence or vandalism. He walked inside the U.S. Capitol. His government targeted him, made up charges against him, and then destroyed him. In the end, it was too much. In December, Matthew Perno, 37, pleaded guilty to felony obstruction of Congress and three misdemeanor charges associated with his entry into the Capitol on January 6th. And last week, he heard they were going after more charges against him. They won't leave these people alone. They informed him the other day they were pursuing additional charges, and he could not take another day, and he committed suicide. Here's his obituary. Matthew Lawrence Pena died on February 25th, 2022, of a broken heart. His community, which he loved, his country, which he loved, the justice system, killed his spirit and his zest for life. Matt was an amazing man. In his 37 years, he experienced more than most people do in their entire lives. Graduated from Sharpsville High School in 2002, went on to graduate from Penn State University, attended the rally on January 6, 2021, to peacefully stand up for his beliefs. After learning that the FBI was looking for him, he immediately turned himself in. He entered the Capitol through a previously open door he did not break in, where he was ushered in by the police. Hear that? He was ushered in by the police. He didn't break, touch, or steal anything. He didn't harm anyone as he stayed within the velvet ropes taking pictures. For this act, he's been persecuted by many members of his own community, friends, relatives, and people who never met him. Many people were quietly supportive, and Matt was truly grateful for them. The constant delays in hearings and postponements dragged out for over a year. Because of this, Matt's heart broke and his spirit died, and many people are responsible for the pain he endured. Matt did not have a painful bone in his body. He embraced people of all races, income brackets, and beliefs, never once berating anyone for his different views. Matt's family stood by him during this devastating ordeal and are extremely proud of his passion for life and his pursuit of dreams. His actions last year are not looked down upon. Instead, his family is grateful and humbled by his courage. They say God never gives anyone more than they can handle. That statement is not biblical, nor is it true. Rest easy, Matt. You are finally free. So here's a gentle soul, a sensitive soul, who committed suicide, could not take the pain of what Democrats did to him. And poor little Steve Sisolak, the governor of Nevada, he just can't take someone yelling at him. First of all, do you realize that people yell terrible things and obscenities at baseball players, football players, basketball players, hockey players? When you pay for a ticket, you kind of have a right to be a critic and say what you want to say. People, since the beginning of time, have talked about people's mothers. People have screamed out racist things. Disgusting. But you know what? You pay for it. You're in the peanut gallery. You can do what you want and say what you want. You pay for a ticket. Sticks and stones can break my bones, but names can never hurt me. But that's not society today. Today it's sticks and stones. You break my bones. No liberal prosecutor gives a damn. But if you say a bad word to a liberal, we're going to send you to prison for the rest of your life. That's today's rules. And so the same thing, we've had a guy on this show, Jake Lang, and he's been treated like garbage, horrible. Again, it's not words, it's actions. Liberals think words are what matters. I think actions are what matter. You know, like as an example, calling someone a horrible word like the N-word. Terrible. I think it's awful if you call a black person the N-word. I think it's awful if a black person calls a white person any variety of terrible words I've heard black people call me when I went to an all-black school. Terrible. You know what? You survive it. It's a word. It's not the same as hurting somebody. It's not the same as forcing a guy to commit suicide. It's not the same as putting a guy in lockup 23 hours a day solitary. Words cannot hurt you. Stop making a big deal about words. Here's what Jake Lang's assistant sent us today. He's a guy who's being held for over a year in prison, almost all in solitary, because he was at January 6th. Jake was moved 2 weeks ago to Lewisburg, Pennsylvania, from the Washington, D.C. jail. The communication there is much worse than in D.C. And we believe he was moved there in an attempt to silence him. His next court hearing will be April 5th. You realize how far away that is? And he'll be making an in-person appearance. His attorney will be filing many motions with more to come as the months go on. I attached his new address. He's been incarcerated 408 days. I spoke with him 2 days ago. He seems to be in good spirits. He's trying to stay positive as always. Here's a guy that's held in solitary most of the time for 400-plus days. These people are prisoners of the Biden regime, the Biden criminals, the Biden crime family. And you're worried about what someone says to Steve Sisolak and the Cuomos of the world and the Newsoms of the world, the damage that they did to children and the damage they did to old people that died in the nursing homes and the damage they did to people who died of COVID because they tried to ban the only therapeutics that worked because they didn't want you to get better. That's called murder. Maybe someone should be worried about that instead of some nasty words. Sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never hurt me. Wake up, America. I'm Wayne Allyn. We'll be right back.
An amazing day. Hey friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee with a money back guarantee. Oh, I'm a poet and didn't know it. That's right. Money back guarantee. Now, a lot of people say that, but they don't back it up for 25 years and have better than a 99% success rate. But you can be as skeptical as you want to be when it comes to getting healthy at the cellular level, to losing your fat, reversing all your illnesses and diseases, or virtually all of your illnesses and diseases. You can do this thing with a money-back guarantee. Come on, you skeptics. You've got to love that, man. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Lose your fat. Get rid of your medication. Get rid of your pain and agony. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. Log on today to EnergizeHealth.com. EnergizeHealth.com.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Covet does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441, or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Anybody who doesn't understand by now, I've been talking about tangible for a year now. Anyone who doesn't understand precious metals by now is clueless. Inflation is raging. Gold was up again today. Silver was up again today. The economy is not doing well. The stock market not doing well. The war in Ukraine looks to explode in intensity. And we could be looking at World War III. We could be looking at nuclear. We could be looking at a disaster. We could be looking at just a mistake at Chernobyl, by the way, that would damage Western Europe for many weeks to come with nuclear fallout. All you need is one missile going in the wrong place in the middle of this conflagration. You need to protect yourself. That's what gold and silver are. They're just like life insurance, just like health insurance, just like car insurance. It's insurance for your money. Gold and silver and other hard assets give you true protection and protect you against inflation and wars and stock market crashes. And my friends at Tangible guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals anywhere in this country. If you find a lower price, they'll match it. Check them out at TII1.com, TII1.com, or call 800-300-8441, 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years experience and billions of dollars in transactions. Call Tangible now, toll free, 800-300-8441. Tell them Wainwright sent you, and they guarantee you the best prices anywhere in the country and the best customer service. 800-300-8441. So there's just so many stories out there that need reporting, and there's not enough time to get to all of them. But here's another good example, right? I mean, and by the way, we've got a guest, Louis Gohmert, coming up in the second half of this third hour. He was on just a week ago talking about, you know, his congressional career and policies in the United States government of fighting Biden. But he's on for a different reason tonight because he's also running for Attorney General of Texas, and the primary is tomorrow. And he wants to make his case why he should be the new Attorney General of the great state of Texas. I ran into Louie Gohmert when I was in Texas campaigning for a congressional candidate there, barnstorming the state in her district yesterday or over the weekend, and I ran into Louie Gohmert. And Louis was, is a big fan of the show and a big fan of mine. I'm a big fan of his. And he said, "You didn't even mention I'm running for Attorney General." I said, "I didn't know you were running for Attorney General. And you didn't mention it." So we'll have you on again on Monday. We'll have you on next week. He said, "Well, it better be Monday because Tuesday's the election, the primary for Attorney General." So we'll have Louis on in the second half of this hour, which is coming up in about 7 minutes from now. Louie Gohmert, congressman, running for Attorney General of Texas, will be on. But here's a story that I took all the way to almost the end of the show to get to. Los Angeles is spending up to $837,000 to house each homeless person. You know, the government wants your money and my money. And then they waste it on such bullspit, such crap, such garbage. I don't want my money spent on homeless people. And I surely don't want $837,000 spent for each homeless person. Are you out of your freaking mind? A $1.2 billion program intended to quickly build housing for Los Angeles' sprawling homeless population is moving too slowly. Prices are spiking. Expected to hit $837,000 for each housing unit. For each homeless person, 1,200 units have been completed since voters approved the spending in 2016. 2016 was 6 years ago. 1,200 units is all you've completed in 6 years? And you're charging $837,000? Folks, you could take each homeless person and give them a mansion in a rural area for $837,000. Are you out of your mind? The tally of units built so far is, quote, wholly inadequate, said the audit issued by City Controller Ron Galperin. And they're everywhere. I mean, my buddy lives in L.A. He can't look out his window without seeing hundreds of homeless tents outside the window of his million-dollar condo. And the violence is spiraling out of control. So I'm sure he'd like to stick them in these units somewhere far away. But not for $837,000 each. What a joke. What a joke if some of them are $700,000, $600,000. Do you understand how much you could buy in a house in Texas, in a rural area, for $800,000, $700,000? You could give them a gorgeous mansion. And I don't think you should be giving homeless people anything. Tell them to get a damn job and get off drugs. Almost every human being that's homeless, they're not there because of bad luck. They're there because they take drugs, and they drink success, and they burned every bridge and every friend in their whole lives.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate back in session on Monday, and as Russia and the Ukraine conflict continues, NATO leaders are questioning Vladimir Putin's mental stability. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says the United States is seeking de-escalation with Russia.
He only cares about the peaceful international order insofar as he wants to disrupt it.
Ukrainian and Russian officials met for peace talks Monday, with both sides agreeing to hold more talks. President Joe Biden is not able to handle difficult international issues, such as defending Ukraine from Russian invasion. That's according to 54% of respondents to a recent Harvard-Harris poll. The poll taking place just before the Russian invasion of Ukraine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. The Root's on fire. The War Machine is with you, Wayne Allyn Root. Ambio Life is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Ambio Life. They join me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day. And their natural silver mouthwash several times a day, and the silver gel on my face each night before I go to bed. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. Many of my listeners have shared their stories, like Yari, who wrote, "I decided to try these products as a recommendation from Wayne, and the results, since taking the silver solution, I have felt better than I have for years, and I've not been sick." The good folks at Ambio Life realize inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering all of my listeners a special 30% discount on each and every product they offer. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. 30% off. Visit AmioLife.com and use the promo code ROOT30 to save 30%. AmioLife.com, ROOT30, or call them at 800-422-8148. ROOT30, 30% off, 800-422-8148. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. We've got a repeat visit from Congressman Louie Gohmert, Republican Congressman representing Texas's 1st District and a candidate for Attorney General of the great state of Texas, and the actual GOP primary for that is tomorrow, mañana. So I ran into him over the weekend at a GOP event in Texas in the Dallas area, and I said, "Congressman Louie Gohmert, you got to come on my show to talk about running for Attorney General," and here he is. Louie, how are you? It's Wayne.
Yes, I know, and when I'm having to come up with something important, brilliant, strategic, there's no better place than to be in the war room, the Wayne Allyn Root room.
That is correct.
Place to be.
So I'm glad
to be on with you.
You and I have a mutual admiration society, so I think you're a great congressman, probably
my favorite
of modern times, and you and I do well together. So let's talk about tomorrow. First of all, I got to ask you a weird question. Why is the Texas GOP have a primary so early in the year? You know, here in Vegas, our Nevada primary is in June. I think it's June 15th. Why is it March 1st in Texas? There's no time to campaign.
You're right, but there actually was a reason for it. We had our primaries much later, some months later, and we kept seeing, and going back to McCain, we had already moved our primary back to March 1st, and the reason we had was because the presidential candidate was being chosen before Texas even had a primary. So by the time it got to Texas later in the year, we'd already picked the Republican candidate. Then along comes McCain, and he was already crowned before we even got to the Texas primary. I lost a New York dinner bet with John Fund, who had told me in January it was going to be McCain and he would have it before the March 1st Texas primary. And I said, no way, we bet a dinner and I had to buy. But, anyway, it was moved clear back to March 1st because Texas wanted to have a role in selection of a Republican president.
I get it. You can't change it every other year. You've got to keep it the same. I get it. You got to keep it the same.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's why we moved back.
All right. So last week I had you on as a congressman, which you are, but I didn't even mention that you're running for attorney general. It wasn't part of my notes, and I didn't think about even talking about it. And when I saw you at the party at the GOP event this weekend in Dallas, I said, Louie, I've got to get you on before the primary to let everybody know that you're one of my favorite people in the world, and if you want to be attorney general, then I want you to be attorney general. Let's talk about why you're running for Texas attorney general tomorrow. What's the reason you got in this race?
Well, I'd been wrestling with it for months. I was hoping it would not be necessary. I was looking forward to being in the majority in Congress next year, and I already had a rule I wanted to pass as part of our House rules for the next term that said anyone who voted for the Democrats' rules that required them to have extra screening through an extra metal detector and also to constantly wear masks, you have to still live under. The rest of us that didn't vote for those rules will not be going through all that. But anyway, it turns out I had to make a call. Do you run for another session of Congress, or do you go back and try to save Texas? And I do mean save Texas, because, you know, Paxton had made himself popular by suing the swing states after the 2020 election because they had changed election laws by other than the state legislatures. And that is against the U.S. Constitution. Well, the problem with it was he knew that if Texas filed that suit, when he had done nothing to encourage avoiding changing election rules by anything but the legislature, and that Texas had changed rules without the legislature even being in session. And so if Texas filed that suit, it was doomed. But eight of the top attorneys, including the very top, that his number one lieutenant, had been telling him for months that you, look, okay, you got your girlfriend a job making $100,000 like she demanded, but now you're making the AG's office that donor's own personal law firm, and you are violating the law. You're committing crimes. It's got to stop now. Months later, in the fall of 2020, when he continued to refuse and continued to have quid pro quos, according to these top people, these are conservative Republicans. In fact, the top guy, Ted Cruz, had told me some years back he was the most honest lawyer you'd ever known, and that said a lot. Ted had worked with him when he was Solicitor General. So this was a good guy, and in fact, their integrity, which is why Paxton hired them, is why they finally sent a letter to the FBI saying, our boss, A.G. Paxton, has engaged in bribery, corruption, abuse of office, needs to be investigated, indicted, and prosecuted. And one of those is named David Maxwell. He was one of the most reputable Texas Rangers ever. And that's why Paxton hired him to be in charge of the AG's law enforcement division. So I'm knowing these guys are upset. I'm thinking, he's going to be indicted. Knowing how partisan the DOJ is, I knew they would wait until after the primary, hope he won, and then take him down. We in Texas, we cannot replace a primary winner unless diagnosed with some terminal, or like John Ratcliffe put into another position.
So you'd wind up with a Democrat Attorney General. You'd wind up with a Democrat Attorney General if he wins the primary.
That's what, and I was thinking, okay, well, maybe, I know there's nobody running that has my litigation experience, been a prosecutor, a felony judge, chief justice. Ava Guzman is running, and she's been a highly respected justice, but it appeared from all the polling I saw that Paxton was going to win without a runoff. You have to have 50%. And so agonizing over it, I eventually came to the conclusion, if I don't do this, if I don't go from the district I love, it just 12 counties, to trying to win with 254, then he's going to win, and the DOJ will take him down after the primary, and we'll end up with a Democrat attorney general. Our four biggest counties are already controlled by Democrat DAs that don't want to go after election fraud. They don't want to go after some of the big stuff we need them to go after. And so crime is up, homelessness up. So we have got to have a Republican AG, because if we don't, I really believe we are headed toward losing Texas in 2024 in an unfair election. So that's why I wrestled, prayed, really, you know, sought wise counsel, and concluded, I got to do this. I've got to. I've got to help save Texas so we can save the country.
It makes sense to me. I mean, I think the two biggest issues going on right now, and I'm not sure which one of these or both of them that the Attorney General is, you know, involved in, you know, intensely. But number one is election fraud. You're telling me that is what the Attorney General does, right? That's good. So that's where we want you.
Well, it's supposed to be, but that was one of my problems with Paxton. In December of 2018, he was shown a presentation of evidence that I was shown, and as a felony judge, I never was reversed on any of the warrants I signed. I always made sure there was probable cause. And there was evidence of fraud in the primary in Dallas County in 2018, evidence of fraud in the general election. And Paxton wouldn't do anything about it. In 2020, they tried to get him involved in Houston. They had evidence of fraud, and he wouldn't do anything. So some civilians sued. Some were successful, some weren't. But that was so frustrating. Now, he's indicted, and, you know, some folks for minor stuff, but he never went after the systemic big stuff that could lose the election.
Hey, Louis, the music's on. Louis, we got to run. The music's on. So let me just remind everyone that he's my favorite congressman. Now he's running for Attorney General of the great state of Texas, and it's so important to get Louis Gohmert in there because we could wind up with an indicted Attorney General who's the present AG, and that would mean a Democrat would be the only candidate in November. Let's vote for Louis Gohmert if you're listening to my voice in the great state of Texas. Thank you, Louis.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see My Pillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent-pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth that delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste, despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Hi, it's Wayne Allen Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Welcome back to the show. I've had a lot to talk about today. By the way, I've gotten so many emails and a few texts as well from some of my closer friends, for people listening to this show, friends and fans, today, who loved my take on this this video. You know, here once again, the lead story in the Las Vegas newspaper, and I'm sure in newspapers around the country, and I'm sure in TV news, the evening news, and I'm sure on CNN and MSNBC, and I'm sure even on Fox News, will be brainwashing that everybody is offended and thinks it's disgusting at the terrible words that that man, that bully, threw at Steve Sisolak when he saw him in a Mexican restaurant in Summerlin section of Las Vegas. I'm sorry, what, Chris? No, we don't need to play it again. It's okay. Everybody gets the idea there was a, you know, because we don't have that much time in this segment, or I would. But it'll lead up the whole segment. It won't get my point across. The point is, the guy cursed at the governor. The guy said some nasty things to the governor. The guy called the governor some really mean names. The guy said the governor, and if this was a normal situation, in a normal society, he might even get strung up, meaning he might get hung for the crimes he's committed against the American people and the people of Nevada. I want to point out to you that words sting, but words don't kill you. But actions kill you. And that sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never hurt me. And I'm so sick of people telling me in what's supposed to be a country where all free speech is protected, that all free speech isn't protected. That conservative free speech is never protected. That liberals can say whatever they want and can curse out Trump and threaten to kill Trump and pray he's dead. And call his son all kinds of horrible names, his little boy, who's now 6'7", by the way. I think he's 14 years old and he's 6'7". But, yeah, he's going to be playing for the Knicks soon. But still, anything they want, anything goes. And don't forget all the murderers that are on Twitter and Facebook, allowed to, you know, people who run countries, despotic countries, dictatorships in the Middle East that want to kill Jews, that talk about killing Jews. They're allowed on Twitter and Facebook, but Wayne Root's banned from Twitter because I think the election was stolen and because I think lockdowns are bad. So I just want you to understand how unfair things are when all words are not created equal. And a guy may have gone a little overboard and said some nasty things and some offensive things to the governor, but he didn't go overboard because the governor's actions, in my opinion, are horrendous. They're evil. When do we ever get to call him out on that? So a guy finally calls him out. And I argue that he has every right to do it. It's free speech. And I argue that they may be nasty and they may be offensive to some, but an awful lot of people approve of them. And I've got about 100 emails here. Again, I don't have time to count them, but let's just say it looks to me like about 100 emails and probably 20 texts. And every one of them supports the guy and thinks his words were great. And they're laughing at Sisolak, and they think he's a nasty, horrible, evil man who murdered Las Vegans, and he got what he deserved, and they're glad the guy did it. So, you know what, media? You're always wrong. The Las Vegas Review always wrong, literally, always wrong. They're never on the right side of anything anymore, just like no one else in the media is on the right side. LA Times never on the right side, Washington Post never on the right side, New York Times never on the right side. They're all liberal, nasty, elitist people who think so differently than a blue-collar guy from the streets of New York like me. And Donald Trump, by the way, from the streets of New York. And you're just wrong about everything, and you have no idea how the average person thinks. So far, it's 100-0, or actually if you count the texts, 120-0 on my side that that guy should be allowed to say what he wants and the governor deserved it. Screw him. Now, do I want that guy to kill the governor? No, he didn't kill the governor. Last I checked, he didn't lay a hand on the governor. He didn't put a finger on the governor's shoulder. Last I checked, he never, ever hurt the governor. Therefore, it's words. And in America, all speech is protected. All words are protected. You can't pick and choose which words you protect. They're all protected, or we go to a communist state, and none of them are protected. In the 1970s, we protected Nazis marching in Skokie. Now you can't tell off a governor whose banning of therapeutics that worked may have killed thousands of innocent people in Nevada. And it was clearly sold out to China. By the way, what's racist about that? To say someone sold out to China. The guy didn't use a racist word against China that I heard. Maybe I missed one. I don't know. I've got nothing against Chinese people at all. I like Chinese people. I'm a Jew. I spend my life in Chinese restaurants. What are you talking about? I've never said a bad word about a Chinese person in my life. But China, the leadership of China, are communist evil scumbags. There's nothing racist about that. China sent us COVID that murdered, according to the media, 900,000 people. I think the murder was by the politicians, mostly Democrats, who banned therapeutics that worked. Or maybe there'd only be 100,000 dead or less. So there's a lot of bad politicians who've done bad actions against the American people. And I'm sorry. Guess what? The American people are angry. And they're going to say some nasty words to you, and you better get used to it, and you better build walls and fences and have guards with guns, because you've created a situation where the American public hates you. By the way, this last segment of the show is sponsored by Z-Pak by Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. It's got zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D3 all in one capsule. Just two capsules per day will boost your immune system and maximize your immune function. It is a science-based formula that must kill the liberals using natural vitamins instead of drugs with terrible side effects. And all you do is go to Root for America to get your Z-Stack. My website, Root for America, see the big Z near the top. Click on that link, and you will go right to Z-Stack and get your bottle of Z-Stack from Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. Click on the Z at rootforamerica.com. Have a great night. I'll see you tomorrow.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.